Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Through 25 seasons, 4,561 episodes, I believe The Oprah Winfrey Show was one of the greatest classrooms in the world.
I really never thought of it that way.
The aha moments, the breakthroughs, the LOLs, the connections, the occasional ugly cry.
I miss him so terribly. I miss him every single minute.
The moments that mattered. The eye-opening life lessons.
Never allow them to take you somewhere else.
I'm bringing them back. It's time to open the vault. I've personally chosen these classic episodes to share with you again.
Every single person you ever will meet shares that common desire. They want to know, do you see me? Do you hear me? Does what I say mean anything to you?
You are listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show. The podcast.
On our Lifestyle Makeover series, we've shown you how the failure to set boundaries, being a people pleaser, sacrificing all your needs for other people, takes a toll on your mind and spirit. Many of you have also told us that it takes a terrible toll on your bodies. Well, listen to this. The doctors say that if you are constantly tired, if you are stressed and overwhelmed, that you really could be putting your life at risk. Experts say your busy, chaotic life could be making you sick and even threaten your life. A toxic relationship, a job you hate, or not being able to set boundaries can directly influence your ability to fight illness and to heal. Doctors say that chronic stress can make you more susceptible to everything from the common cold and allergies to cancer and heart disease. Long-term stress can also weaken your bones, make you age more quickly, and decrease your sex drive. These women believe their bodies are beginning to pay the price for their chronic stress.
Dear Oprah, I'm 39, but I feel older. I feel like I'm going 100 miles an hour every day. I can't seem to slow down and take care of my needs. Now I have migraines and heart palpitations. My nails are brittle and my teeth hurt because I'm grinding them all day long.
Dear Oprah, I'm afraid my lifestyle is destroying my body. I'm so busy all the time, I've lost the real me. The stress is causing me panic attacks, headaches, muscle and joint pain, chills, and extreme fatigue. I'm desperate for some sort of balance in my life.
Doctors say that high levels of stress in working mothers is particularly dangerous. A recent study showed that moms who work produce alarmingly high levels of a stress hormone called cortisol, a level that was far higher than in working fathers. High cortisol levels can increase blood pressure and dangerously weaken the immune system. The women's cortisol levels were high even while they slept, suggesting that unlike men, they never actually relax. Some researchers say America's fast-paced, multitasking mentality is to blame. They say the more we fill our lives with time-saving devices and strategies, the more rushed we feel. They say that women especially need to slow down and pay attention to their minds, bodies, and spirits before it's too late.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Okay, so today we are going to show you, tell you, how you can begin to listen and respond to the warning signs your body sends you, because it always does. It sends a warning. You don't just end up with a disease and, oh my God, where did that come from? It gives you warnings and signals. So Dr. Tracy Gaudette, our lifestyle makeover medical expert, is a director at the Duke Center of Integrative Medicine. And Dr. Gaudette believes that 90% of women are disconnected from their bodies. How so?
Well, we are so busy living in our heads and thinking of the next thing and being in crisis mode and go mode that very rarely do we even remember that we have a body. So good examples of that are, how often do you go through life and it's not until your bladder's about to burst that you even realize, you know what? I probably needed to make a visit to the restroom an hour ago.
Look at all of them nodding there. That's the pee circle.
That's exactly right. So it's a simple example, but it's a great one.
Which means you didn't even pay attention to the fact that you needed to go to the bathroom.
You have no clue. Yeah. You know, you
or
get
didn't
all
take
the way
the time.
Through your day.
Yeah.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. And so we live in such a, almost in that crisis mode, that mode where we're go, 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 and we're always doing, and we never take a breath to be. And if you're never.
Same thing with being thirsty. If you, I learned this when I was working. If you wait until you are thirsty, it means your body's already dehydrated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And also, there are a few people in the audience, I don't fall into this category, but people who can go a whole day and not realize they haven't eaten. Now, your bodies are
who
sending.
Who are they? That has never happened to me.
Me neither. Me neither.
Never. Okay.
Me neither.
Dr. Gaudette says that women experience symptoms of stress 30% more often than men. I thought that was interesting on the tape, mm-hmm. where the cortisol levels remain high because women don't relax as much as men.
Exactly. And the greatest example is, we think that during sleep is our time to relax and recover and rejuvenate. But very often, and more often within women than with men, you are still, although your body may be sleeping, your mind is on go. And your mind is going through the events of the day. I mean, a lot of time people wake up and the first thing they think is all the things they have to do or all the things they didn't do. That's a great sign.
I think if you have children, I have dogs, so this happens to me with my dog, so I know it happens to you with your children. You really don't sleep as soundly, because I can, when the dog walks across the floor, if she has to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I can tell every time the dog jumps off the bed or jumps off the sofa, wherever they happen to be sleeping that night, I can hear it.
Right. There's that part of your brain that's still on.
That's on, waiting to see if there's something wrong, if the dog, you know, a couple of times that my dogs have been sick. So I know you all do this for your children. You hear a cough in the other room if your child is up with the flu, you know?
Right, and so, the important thing
And mainly makes you upset because your husband's like.
Exactly, yeah. And what we're learning now is that has really very real effects on your health and how long you're gonna live and how often you're gonna get sick and how likely you are to have disease.
Dr. Gaudette says to determine if your lifestyle might be endangering your health, you need to check to see if you have any of these early warning signs, okay? Cold hands and feet. I walked out and shook this lady's hand. You need to check, because your hands are freezing. Lady in the pink shirt there. Are your hands got cold all the time?
No, I'm just nervous.
You're just nervous?
Yeah.
Okay, because I did that whole row coming out. Everybody's hands were warm, and yours were like ice cubes.
Yeah, well, today's my birthday.
Today's your birthday.
Yes.
That's a reason for cold hands. Okay, happy birthday. How old are you?
Thank you. I'm 18.
Well, please. Okay, we're not talking to you. Hair loss means what?
Well, it's just one of the signs that your body's not healthy, and a lot of women will come in, actually that's often what takes them to the doctor. My hair's falling out. Very often it's related to those high levels of stress hormones.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, headaches or migraines, of course.
Absolutely.
Yes. And also lack of restful sleep.
That sense of waking up in the morning and not really feeling like you slept. Yeah, everybody's
whole
nodding,
group.
Right?
Well, they were coming to the Oprah show. They were so worried about what to wear. They got no sleep. You did really well. No sex drive, which we've been doing those shows.
Yeah, that's a big one. And a lot of the time, it just, again, it comes from a lack of being present in the moment, a lack of having a connection that even makes you interested in having sex.
Yeah.
So it really is driven from that emotional-physical interface.
New allergies or constant flu and colds. Irritability, low energy.
Right.
Well, you have just described most people. Low energy, yes.
Absolutely. And all of these are signs, and different people have different signs, but the important thing is to listen to what your body's telling you.
But if you've got all of those, that means something's probably really seriously
If you have all of those, I would definitely check in with your physician and use it as a wake-up call. Really understand your
body.
But
isn't it hard to determine low energy? Because sometimes we just, you know, you're running so much, you're running on empty sometimes.
But that's the point. You're exactly right. There's a lot of reasons why you're tired, because you're running on empty. But running on empty, in the long run, results in a shorter lifespan.
Yeah.
You will live less long. You will be more likely to get disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, I saw this great billboard last night. I was coming home. It said, "He who dies with the most toys is still dead."
That's great.
I thought that was so good. So good. Yes, this is Adrienne, a working mother with two small children. She feels her life is in overdrive and is wondering, like many of you, if her body is paying the price.
Sometimes people ask me, how do you do it all? I have two fabulous kids, a wonderful husband, a beautiful home, but on the inside, I'm going at 175 miles an hour. And I don't know how to put on the brakes.
To see how Adrienne's lifestyle may be affecting her health, we sent a team of specialists from Northwestern Memorial Hospital to spend a typical day with her. They monitored her heart rate and her blood pressure to see if she's at risk for stroke or heart disease.
I think the stress takes a physical toll on me in a number of ways. I get migraine headaches. I'm carrying extra weight that I never had before. My allergies flare up. I have backaches.
Doctors were surprised to learn that at 8 a.m., Adrienne's blood pressure and heart rate were already abnormally high. The thought of the stressful day ahead has jolted her system into fight or flight mode.
But sweetie, I'm almost done, bud.
By 9, as the stress of getting her children ready for a long, busy day hits her, her blood pressure is 140 over 94. In the range that doctors say could be unhealthy. Her heart is racing at 100 beats per minute, 30% higher than most women.
Some days I just feel out of control. You know, being everything to everybody and, you know, looking really perfect.
At 12:30, when Adrienne leaves work to drop off her son at preschool, a 40-minute drive.
We're late.
The chaos really seems to be getting to her.
Because I hate to be late. My heart will just start racing, and I can just feel it pounding, and I can feel myself like holding my breath.
When the car in front of her stops to get directions, delaying her trip, her heart rate climbs to 113, more than 30 beats a minute, faster than most women. Her blood pressure is borderline high.
Okay, go, lady, go.
By 3, her levels have dipped back down, but more stress with the children in the late afternoon sends her blood pressure and her heart rate to their highs of the day and leaves her exhausted.
The way I relax a lot of times is to sit down in front of the television and just veg.
By evening, when the children are asleep, Adrienne's heart rate and blood pressure have returned to normal. Her average heart rate for the day was 109, and she peaked at 172 beats per minute. Her average blood pressure was 130 over 88, approaching hypertension. Doctors say if Adrienne doesn't find a way to cope with the day, today's stress in her life, she could be doing permanent damage to her body and her health.
Sometimes I'm sad, and I think the area where I'm sad is that my being so crazy, I just worry about the impact on my kids and my husband. I mean, I'm sure it takes an impact on me too, but I don't stop to think about that a lot of times.
Well, that's what we're doing. We're stopping to think about what that impact has on you, your body, your physical self, your spiritual self, your connection to the rest of your family, your life.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
According to Real Age, Dr. Michael Roizen, a stressful lifestyle can actually add years to our chronological age. If you cannot set boundaries, you have trouble speaking up for yourself, and you suffer from the disease to please, you can add 4.4 years to your real age. If you don't have an outlet for your passion and creativity, you can add 6 years. Dr. Roizen says toxic relationships can take a huge toll on your health. If someone is draining your energy, you can add 8 years to your actual age. And if you spend more than 3 hours every day stressed out and you don't take time for yourself, you may be adding as many as 32 years to your chronological age. That's why people who are in their 30s and feel like they're so much older, it's because they're so stressed out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they often look and feel both, and their body takes a toll when constantly under these stress levels.
So I'm thinking, if you're in a toxic relationship, you got a job you hate,
right,
and you don't have any passion and creativity, then you are really old.
You're very old.
Yeah, you're feeling right. Yeah, spiritually old.
And that's the connection between the lifestyle makeover, which is saying all of those things that we're encouraging people to do, to reconnect with their passion. It's not just important so they're happier in the day, it's important so they're healthier and they'll live longer.
Weren't our grandmothers, weren't they out there chopping wood and going to the garden and planting the seeds and then pulling them up and then going out to take the cows to the pasture and going to well for the water? And didn't they have a lot of stress?
They absolutely did, but it's a different kind of stress. A lot of the stress we're under now is thanks to technology. You know, we thought technology was going to make us work 3 days a week instead of five or six
or seven. I see all the people with all the stuff, and they are busier than ever and
you
more stressed than ever.
Input all the time. Your nervous system was not designed to have constant input.
I believe that.
So while you were in the fields working in the past, chopping wood, that was a down. That was like in the moment, relax.
You can sing a song.
You can sing a song. But now, if you were chopping wood now,
you'd have to have a cell phone.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah.
No, I want to do a show on who is everybody talking to. You go down the street, all of a sudden, everybody has a phone. They're being beeped. They have to be paged. They're talking. Who is everybody talking to? You know, we went for years where you could go from your home to your office and not talk to anybody
and
in the
breathe,
car.
And breathe. And sing a song.
And listen to Stevie Wonder on your tape player. Yep. And now everybody is talking to somebody all the time.
Right. And the bottom line is our bodies were not designed to function that way.
They were not.
No.
I believe it.
We are in go mode all of the time. Our adrenaline is pumping. All those hormones are pumping. And we have no balance. We have no downtime. We're not singing the songs. We're not just chopping the wood. And that's the most important lesson.
Our bodies weren't made to take all this.
No, they weren't.
I believe that.
And we're paying.
You know, I stop people on the street. They'll be walking around and go, hey, who are you talking to? There you go. I'm talking to my mother, Oprah. You want to say hi? Anyway, Dr. Gaudette says Adrienne's tests show that she is in a constant state of stress. I know that there is at least 5 million of you watching right now who are just like this, and that could lead to illness for Adrienne, also for you. Listen to your body.
Absolutely. I think it's fair to say Adrienne had no idea that her blood pressures were getting towards a dangerous level, nor that her heart rate was abnormally high. And that's a perfect example. You know, heart disease and heart attacks kill more women in this country than breast disease or anything else. And there's not usually signs, except to know that you're tense all the time and not having that downtime. And that's a perfect example of a disease that you may not even know is starting to develop. And we need to start to listen. Adrienne had the signs of, I'm stressed all the time. You know, she knew that. I need to relax. I know that this is causing
she could
damage.
Even, again, I think a lot of people do this. I'm sure a lot of you moms do this too. You're not even breathing.
Right.
You can catch yourself not even breathing, so you're not continuing the oxygen flow.
Right. And the breath is a great way to help bring us back down, and we'll look at that when we...
Dr. Gaudette says, watching television can increase your stress level.
Right. A lot of people go home, flip on the TV, and say, okay, now I'm relaxed. Well, they may not be at all relaxed. They're just, it's another input. It's another, you know, you might as well be on the cell phone. You're engaged in a crisis on the TV, and your body's responding as if you were in it. So that's not necessarily a great tool to help you relax. It can actually be adding stress.
Oh, I think it absolutely is. And, you know, I live with a man who loves to turn on the TV to relax. And we were most recently when we were on vacation for Christmas, I learned from the Oprah show that when you have a problem, you don't, when you're in the midst of the problem, that's not when you have the discussion. So we had a really nice, we're sitting out at lunch, you know, the palm trees and thing. And I thought, now's a good time because everything's going really right. well. I will bring up what turning on the television does to me. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I'm on vacation, and when you walk into the room and you just turn on the television and you have, which is astounding to me because we're in a foreign country. He doesn't even understand it. He's just right. flipping, right. and it's all in different languages. I go, right. that is bringing energy into the room yep. that is causing me great stress. Could you please right. stop doing that? And we did. It changed the vacation.
That's great.
Really.
And a lot of people are afraid of the downtime. You know, yeah. they're so used to constant input all the time. They walk in their house and they need noise, they need TV. And the question is, what are you running from? You
yeah.
know, we really need to look inside and be comfortable with who we are.
Because that TV is its own energy in
Absolutely.
The room. I'm very glad y'all have us on right now, but it is its own energy
right.
in the room. It's its own energy in the room. These are some simple things you can start to do to deal with stress during your busy day. And this is what we did. We monitored Adrienne's heart rate and blood pressure for a second day while she was putting those techniques to the test. You get to see exactly what happens inside the body.
You're going to breathe in for a count of four, hold it for a count of seven, and out for a count of eight. You breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Let the tip of your tongue rest on the ridge right behind your teeth. Into
just 2 minutes after Adrienne began the breathing exercise, her heart rate dropped to 67 beats per minute.
One way to help relax and bring balance back into your life is actually something I call taking a mental vacation. One of the most important things to realize about the mind and the body is that reality really doesn't matter to the body, it's the perception that matters. So for example, if you imagine yourself to be on a vacation and really let yourself be there, your body will have the same physiologic responses as if you actually are. So how do you feel?
A little bit calmer.
It wasn't long before Adrienne had to put the relaxation techniques to the test. The day before, when her son dropped his plate of food on the floor, Adrienne's heart rate was 105 beats per minute. But the next day, when her son spilled food on the carpet,
Ben, where's your food?
She immediately calmed herself down, and her heart rate was only 78.
Man. Okay, wait, I'm just gonna breathe.
After just one day of using the relaxation techniques, Adrienne's average heart rate dropped by nearly 20%, and her blood pressure was significantly lower, the kind of results that doctors usually only get with medication.
Physically, I haven't felt that racing, pounding sensation and my heart beating really fast like I normally do. The most surprising thing that I learned listening to my body is that it's there to help me and not to slow me down and stress me out.
So I was asking, what's a normal heart rate?
It varies, but usually somewhere between 60 to 80. Certainly over 100 is abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and her average heart rate on that first day was 109, 110 average. There were times it went up to 170.
One of the things that I've learned, because I've been on the Oprah show for 15 years, not just listen, is that, you know, when you're in traffic, because all these, we do have all these stories about people going crazy in traffic. When somebody cuts in front of you or you realize that you're going to be late or whatever, I do the opposite of what most people do, I think. Instead of stressing myself out, I see this as a divine opportunity. Because obviously I wasn't supposed to get there. And so I just use that as a time to calm myself. I do that, those breathing exercises in those moments. I do the opposite. Instead of going, lady, get out of the way.
Right.
I go, okay, well, the lady is here in order to slow me down.
Right.
So I'm going to take my time.
Right. And that alone can help people's health in amazing ways. Because as I said, the body really does not know if you're stuck in traffic or not. The body only knows what your perception is. So if you're stressed about being stuck in traffic, your body's gonna respond. If you're peaceful and relaxed and taking a mental vacation while you're stuck in traffic, the body's responding as if you're on vacation.
Which is a good thing to do when you're on vacation, you remember whatever
right.
scene or whatever, and you sort of put that in your
exactly.
mind and you can go there mentally.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really a good thing.
Exactly. You really wanna bring all the details of that place back, what it felt like, what it smelled like, and really let yourself, don't just intellectually think about being there, close your eyes and put your body there. That's
yes,
what you want to do.
The nice banana crepes you had.
Yes, absolutely.
Researchers say that laughing helps your immune system fight invading viruses and cancers. It lowers blood levels of the stress hormone cortisol and can lower your blood pressure and decrease heart strain.
Stress hormones suppress the immune system. So then when we decrease those stress hormones, we actually allow for the immune system to actually crank itself back up.
One study found that people who survived a heart attack could cut the risk of a second heart attack by 20% just by watching 30 minutes of comedy videos a day. Other research shows that laughing helps the cardiovascular system by giving the heart and lungs an aerobic workout and can reduce stress by helping to relax muscles. And hospitals have found that therapeutic humor stimulates the release of endorphins, the body's own pain relievers, and can decrease the average hospital stay by 2 days.
Okay, this is a technique for when you're feeling stressed. An audience, you're going to do it with us here. This is very helpful.
Right.
Yeah. It's in for four.
Right.
Hold for seven, out for eight for your breath.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the reason we think that's so powerful is that if you think about when you're stressed, you hyperventilate. The in-breath is the exciting breath. The out-breath is the relaxing breath. So by reversing the ratios where you're breathing out for twice as long as you're breathing in absolutely helps bring you down, drops your blood pressure, drops your heart rate, as we saw with Adrian.
And now, how long do you do this for?
You do that little thing four times.
Four times?
It takes very little time.
Okay, we're just going to do it once because that's 19 seconds of silence here on television.
That's right.
So everybody, you're going to do it with us. Those of you who are at home right now, turn off the vacuum cleaner, breathe with us. It's in for four.
Right. So get comfortable in your chair. Take a big, deep breath in.
Yeah,
I'll count.
Four.
One, two, three, four. Hold it. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. Out through your mouth. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And you do that four times. It's an ancient yoga tradition, actually.
Let's do it one more time.
You liking that?
That's very good.
You're
Let's do it again.
It one
yeah,
more time.
Do the
okay.
count.
So in, two, three, four. Hold it. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. Out through your mouth. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And then just breathe normally. It really does.
Yeah, it's very good.
It really does.
Yeah.
It drops you right down. And for somebody like Adrienne, those kinds of techniques can prevent her from even needing blood pressure medicine in the future. So
really?
They're very powerful techniques.
Now meet Jennifer, a single mom who fears her lifestyle could literally be killing her.
Dear Oprah, I am a college-educated, home-owning, intelligent, independent mommy who needs a break.
Okay, guys, wake up.
I'm a single mother with three small boys. I never have a minute to myself. I spend my mornings in a whirl of chaos.
Okay, buckle up.
Taking almost 2 hours dropping the kids off in three different cities to get to work by 9. I work my 8 hours as an executive recruiter, then gather up the kids in the evenings. And from the minute we get home, it's homework, dinner, baths, diapers, pajamas, brushing teeth, prayers. By the time this is all done, it's 10 o'clock. I'm so tired, sometimes I fall asleep sitting up. I can't remember the last time I had a date. I don't have a minute to spare, and sometimes I think my lifestyle might kill me. Literally. I have migraines, backaches, and my hair is falling out. My worst problem is being able to sleep through the night. My mind races thinking about what I have to do tomorrow or next week. I can't calm myself down. I just cannot imagine doing this for another 17 years. 2 years ago, I was often mistaken for a model. Now I get asked, are you okay?
Well, Dr. Gaudette says that the only time Jennifer's body can get her attention is when she is asleep.
Right. It was very interesting when I was talking to you, Jennifer. She said, you know, once I go to sleep, I wake up in about 2 hours. And I said, is it because your mind's racing? No, I'm hungry. And I go to get something sweet to eat and a glass of milk. In talking to her, she's one of those people. She will go all day without eating. And only when she's at rest is her body allowed to get through to her that, hello, I am hungry. I need sugar. Feed me. So that Jennifer is really in a very much more stressed. She's Adrienne a few years out. And when you have that sense of, you know, if I'm going to do this for the next 17 years, this could kill me. It could.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to scare you, but you really are at a place your body is screaming at you and you need to really listen.
Well, what's she going to do?
Well, we talked about a few things. That's a good question.
I heard that. I mean, do we have a nanny for her or what?
Okay, here's one thing I want to say. It's a great question. And often when we're in those most stressed times, you think, you know what? I will deal with my health later. I have got to get through this. The very sense that you're having. And it gets back to that whole concept of perception. Now is the time you need to be doing some of these seemingly simple techniques to help protect you.
And the breathing is really key.
The breathing
is great.
Everybody
says time somebody does something to really ticks you off.
Yep.
You know, if you take that breath first, it will put you in a calmer place to deal with
right.
it instead of just immediately
right.
reacting. And that's whether it's your kids or your boss or
right.
your mate or whatever.
Right.
Jennifer says she's already a bit calmer after using the breathing technique and the mental vacation.
Right.
Really?
Definitely.
Yeah, it definitely works. I know.
The only problem I had with the mental vacation is I did not want to come back.
Really?
And I think that's a sign, too. That's your psyche and your self
thing. Do you have no support? Is there nobody helping you?
Actually, I'm very, very fortunate. My ex-in-laws and my parents are all
okay.
godsends. They watch the kids during the day.
Okay.
But financially, I'm it, pretty much.
Financially, you're
financially,
it.
Financially, I'm
it. You feel like you have to keep going, keep
right.
going, keep going.
Right. And I
yeah.
work a job that pays straight commission. So if it's not enough pressure, you know, it gets a little overwhelming.
Because I'm thinking you're a single mom of three. You're supposed to be tired. Right.
Right.
Thank you, Dr. Tracy Gaudette. And thanks to Adrian and Jennifer for sharing their stories. Very interesting. I know a lot of you are thinking about yourselves now, right? You're thinking, if she's stressed and I'm twice as stressed as Ed, then I must, my blood pressure must be really high. Bye, everybody. Thanks.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Oprah Show, the podcast. And I thank you for listening.
Home isn't just a place. It's a state of mind. Like curling up in a comfy chair as you watch the world go by.
Good afternoon.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.